Back to this side of the Atlantic now, with news that the Czech government approved a plan on Monday to sell its 90% stake in the national carrier Czech Airlines by September the 30th. The cabinet said the buyer would be chosen in a two-round tender, with several buyers already expressing interest. The government also wants to privatise Prague's Ruzyně International Airport by 2010, as Rob Cameron reports.
Mirek Topolánek's centre-right government has talked of selling Czech Airlines, with 5 million passengers annually, one of Central Europe's biggest carriers, for some time. But on Monday, the idea came closer to reality. The government approved a plan to sell off its 91.51% stake in Czech Airlines in a two-stage tender, which should be completed by the end of September. Most analysts believe the airline is worth around 5 billion Czech crowns, or $230 million. But the chairman of Czech Airlines' supervisory board, Ivan Kočárník, surprised observers by saying he wouldn't sell the company for less than 10 billion. Prime Minister Topolánek laughed off the comments as ridiculous. But could Czech Airlines raise more? Jan Procházka is the chief analyst for the Brno-based brokerage firm Cirrus.
Impossible is nothing in that world. If you can see, for example, Kaká and Manchester City, that unbelievable pricing in that situation of financial crisis and on bad condition of the loan sector, 10 billions, it's not real, but I will be happy and it will be fine for everybody in Czech Republic that somebody, for example, from Asia will pay this amount. But I believe that it will be something near to 5 billion.
The government plans to pick a buyer in two stages. First, the cabinet will select a pool of potential buyers, focusing on the sale's foreign policy consequences as well as the bidder's safety record. The second stage will be a simple auction, with the airline going to the highest bidder. The successful buyer will have to guarantee that Czech Airlines remains a national-style carrier and keeps its fleet at Prague's Ruzyně Airport for at least 5 years. Several dozen airlines are said to be interested, although only the Russian carrier Aeroflot and the Czech-Icelandic charter airline and low-cost operator Travel Service have publicly confirmed their interest. But is the Czech Republic really willing to sell its national airline to, say, Aeroflot, given the two countries' troubled history? Isn't a national carrier part of a nation's identity? In some cases, says Jan Procházka, but not all.
I believe that this is not some kind of identity. I believe that they are, for example, Czech beer or something like that. It's better for identity, but Czech national airlines, I don't believe in that. I think that this is normal company which is used for Czech people, but which is not helpful to make some image for Czech Republic.
Mr. Procházka goes on to say that a strong strategic partner will help Czech Airlines weather the current financial storm, with 2009 looking like a very bleak year for the airline industry. The cabinet reserves the right to cancel the privatization at any time, but if it goes well, it intends to use a similar model to sell off Ruzyně Airport.
Rob Cameron with that report. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Radio Prague.